This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
So, next summer it'll air.
You know he knows her.
Sorry.
Yeah. Very, very talented person.
Well, I will tell people, though, if they want to know everyone that's on the show and what's going on with interviews and everything, they can visit my website. Here, I'm going to put a plug in here.
Good.
It's Ernie on TV, E-R-N-I-E, ErnieOnTV.com. And you can find out everything we're doing and what's going on.
And this is the Ernie without Bert on PBS.
Right. PBS's other Ernie, as I've been named by Outsmart Magazine.
Well, thank you so much for being with us on Queer Voices.
Thank you.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. Now, more of Queer Voices with Jack Belinsky and the entire Queer Voices crew.
Hey! Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy. This way.
This is J.D. Our next segment, we're talking about the musical Avenue Q that's in town. Before we started, I wanted you to hear two quick tracks from it.
Can we hear the other track? No?
An afternoon alone with my favorite book, Broadway Musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Oh, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nicky.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive, Rod.
Why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to be.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over.
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey... I like you anyway, because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read. What?
If you were queer,
Nikki,
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this book.
Year after year.
Nikki.
Because you're dear to me, and I know that you would accept me too.
I would
if I told you today.
Hey, guess what? I'm gay.
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I buy the shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Hey, that is wrong.
No, it's not. If you were gay. count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just torn that way, and as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
From the musical Avenue Q, that's from the soundtrack, the Avenue Q theme, and If You Were Gay. And I wanted to play that track in particular to show you the lyrics are very clever, and it's a very fun show. And we have with us this evening to talk about it, Gene Bartholomew. And Gene, tell us what your involvement is with this production.
I would be the public relations director for Broadway Across America Houston, who is the presenter of the show.
Tell us about Broadway Across America.
Well, we present a subscription series every year here in Houston. This year, including Mamma Mia, Avenue Q, of course. We have got Rent coming back, Jersey Boys, Wedding Singer, The Rat Pack, and Sweeney Todd.
It's a full show. That sounds like a lot of coordination.
It's a lot of coordination. It's a whole lot of work.
So how long... Avenue Q just opened last Tuesday. When did you start working on getting Avenue Q to Houston?
Last year.
Like a year ago?
Yeah. That's
okay.
About right.
How do you pick the shows?
Well, we've got to go with what's out there to choose from. We have to look at the venue, the Hobby Center, and what dates are available to us in any given year. We've got to look at budgeting, what makes sense in the venue. Can we bring it for 2 weeks? Do we have to bring it for 3 or 4 weeks in order to make it work? Will it work at all? So there's a whole lot of variables that go into it. And then, of course, we want to be able to challenge our audience. Like, maybe if we didn't bring Avenue Q, what if we'd have brought Camelot again? Would that have been as much fun for our audience?
Have you had shows in past seasons where you were surprised that they worked or didn't work?
Yes, actually. I thought that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels last year would have done a whole lot better on the road than it did. It didn't do well at all. But it was a brilliant show, just a brilliant, funny show.
So you think it was just the Houston market?
No, it was across the board. I think that patrons across the country didn't really understand. They thought it was going to be based too much on the movie, and it was a lot. But it was just brilliantly staged and probably one of the funniest things out there last year that nobody saw.
Do the cast for these traveling shows, do they include members from the original shows?
Well, oftentimes they will. Say, like, again, for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels last year, we brought in the gentleman who won the Tony Award for it, Norbert Leo Butz, still, that didn't even sell shows. But yeah, oftentimes we do get actors from the original Broadway shows.
Is that more often like if the show was already closed on Broadway, perhaps?
Oftentimes.
Lots of factors.
Oftentimes. And then oftentimes they'll take the actors and they'll pull them off Broadway for a while and they'll replace them on Broadway and rotate.
Have there been shows that have been bigger hits than you expected?
No, I usually gauge them pretty good. I've been doing this a long time.
What was challenging? Well, let me back up a second. Tell us about this production.
Avenue Q.
Yes.
It's a brilliant show. It won the 2004 Tony Award for Best Musical. It beat out Wicked.
It was an upset victory.
It was the little train that could.
Uh-huh.
Literally. I think that the producers were just stunned when they saw what they won. But it really is an amazing show. Again, I think it challenges the audience. It's not for kids. It's
definitely not for kids.
It's totally for adults. I think it touches on a lot of fun issues. It pulls no punches.
And it can do it with a sense of humor.
Totally.
Like there's a song about racism, and it pulls it off.
Absolutely. It's very entertaining. I don't think anyone's offended. The whole show's like that, though. It's a very entertaining show. You leave there with a sense of, hey, I've been entertained. I feel like the writers and the directors of the show went to the trouble to entertain me in a very educational way.
Without hitting you over the head with it.
Right. Without beating you over the head with it.
Yeah.
Right. Or being condescending, which a lot of times when people are educating other people.
It's like you should know this already.
Right. And this is so not like that. It is so clever. It is so like Sesame Street for adults.
There's a quote in the back of the program. I read stuff. In the back of the program, it says, Avenue Q has not been authorized or approved in any manner by the Jim Henson Company or Sesame Street Workshop, which have no responsibility for its content.
Wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you.
This is, you know, a puppet is not a puppet is not a puppet.
Right, exactly.
These are adult puppets. Again, the themes are fun. They interact in very amusing ways with each other. Some are larger than life, literally.
Literally, absolutely.
What was the most challenging thing about staging this show?
I would have to say that the sheer magnitude of the stage sets at times, flying a lot of that stuff. You have to be in a theater where you can have the stage space both up and back to be able to put this in your venue. So like you said, larger than life, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So
there was one brief character that was
huge.
Right. Almost as big as the stage.
Right, exactly. So we have to keep that kind of stuff in mind when we're bringing a show in and then taking it to the next market.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that was pretty much an identical set to on Broadway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it was so, the set was almost a character.
Yes.
It was like,
it's very effective.
Programmed so well to work with the different things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was designed, that was essentially the Broadway set.
Absolutely.
And they got their carpenters together and did it here, or traveled from
place,
city to city.
City to city, truck by truck.
You've got one of the events to talk about.
We do. We are actually having a GLBT night tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at the Hobby Center with Avenue Q. And we've got 15% off tickets, so it's a, you know, kind of a GLBT night.
Yeah.
And there's a reception afterwards up at the Artista there, and we've invited the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Tell us about the venue.
It's the Hobby Center, the beautiful Hobby Center, 3,000-seater. That's where we do all of our shows. Theater Under the Stars does their shows there, and it's a beautiful place for Broadway. It really is.
The theater's gorgeous.
Yes.
And I was down on the first level. How is it on other levels of seeing the show?
It's amazing. Really, I've seen shows from the first balcony, the second balcony, and never had a bad experience there. Mm-hmm. Never.
I saw the show Tuesday. I was wondering, where were their mics?
They're on their costumes in their hair.
And I was trying to see.
Right.
Where's his mic? He's had open collar, no headphone coming down.
No.
They're good.
They're very good.
Were they
good
in the puppets? You know,
either right up here on your head or right in the collar of your shirt.
Technology wonderful.
Yeah, right. It's amazing.
And it, you know, the sound was great. Great. You could hear every nuance, and there were lots of nuances.
They really, the producers of these shows spare no expense to try and to replicate the Broadway mm-hmm. experience on the road for the patrons.
Okay. The actors are chosen by
audition for the tour.
Uh-huh.
Audition for the tour. Although for this show, there are at least two main characters that I saw on Broadway last year.
Okay.
In this show.
But maybe in a different character.
No, same character.
All right.
Yes.
Because obviously in Broadway, they change their casts, you know,
all the time.
And out all the time.
All the time.
Like, I was very impressed with Robert McClure.
Mm-hmm.
He was wonderful in each of the two major roles he was doing.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very expressive. And, you know, you're torn. Am I watching the puppet or am I watching the actor?
Right, exactly. And I think that you need to be watching both.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because obviously the puppet's doing the movement, but you're getting a lot of expression from the actor,
right,
too.
Right. They really are moving the story along with facial expressions
mm-hmm.
a lot.
And, okay, for those who don't know, where exactly is Hobby Center?
It's down on Bagby Street. I think it's, 800, 500 Bagby? I should know this off the top of my head.
Yeah, you should.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, Bagby and Walker.
Absolutely. 800 Bagby.
And there's ample parking.
There is ample parking.
How long is the run?
It runs through Sunday, through this Sunday.
Oh, wow.
The 4th.
So people better get on the stick.
Get on the stick.
Where can they get tickets?
They can go to BroadwayAcrossAmerica.com.
So online?
Yes.
And
or Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, we don't give prices during this show, but there's
correct.
A variety of prices.
Sure, there are. Sure.
And probably anything for the budget you want to do.
Sure. And if people are interested in the GLBT night tomorrow night, they just go to eventusher.com.
Eventusher.com.
Eventusher.com. And the password is Avenue Q. One word.
And what was your background to get into this kind of work?
Oh, I feel like I've been doing this for all of my life. I'm 48. My mom started doing this when I was a real young child, probably before. She was the first female touring press agent for Broadway shows. We would have people like Ginger Rogers over at the house for extended periods of time. We would have this crazy, crazy array of people coming in and out of our house. So I kind of got a taste for it early on, and did PR for Broadway tours and Broadway markets pretty much all my life.
Which show have you been chomping at the bit to get into Houston, but hasn't happened yet?
Well, you know, I know that our theater critic for the Houston Chronicle, Everett Evans, would like to see Lights in the Piazza here, and I really wish that we could have gotten that here for him. For myself, I would like to see another Broadway revival of City of Angels, like on a huge, huge scale.
Mm-hmm.
Huge scale. I always thought that was a fun show.
Any question I should have asked you?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think you've done a great job. You could ask me about my spirituality or what I
choose, what you want for Christmas. Sorry.
Right. But I think you've done a darn good job talking to me about Broadway Coast
America. If I could, I have one question. Listening to the soundtrack, we heard, I mean, when they audition, do they audition for that voice? I mean, I recognize being a kid that grew up on Sesame Street,
right.
There were a few voices that had a little tinge of the
similarity.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine that a casting director was looking for body type, for voice type,
right.
for vocal type, for nuances such as movements.
Yeah, I wondered at times, I wonder what that actor's real singing voice is.
Right, exactly.
Because they were so good.
You'll probably know in the next few years when they're out with another show.
Okay. We're in the website again?
BroadwayAcrossAmerica.com.
And we were talking with Gene Bartholomew, and you're listening to Queer Voices.
Parents and friends tell religious leaders to take a time out later in the program. The nonprofit national organization Mental Health America released a new study this week called What Does Gay Mean? A survey of Latino parents' perspectives on bullying, sexual orientation, and prejudice. Its results are both important and, in some cases, contradictory. Among the study's findings, virtually all Latino parents, 95%, believe it's important that their children get information about sexual orientation directly from them. But almost two-thirds, 64%, admitted that they had never had such conversations. conversations. Nearly one in four, 22%, said that they weren't aware of bullying of LGBT students in their child's school, but 76% thought it was wrong for students to do that. Mental Health America says one of its goals is to help parents communicate with their children early and responsibly to reduce anti-queer prejudice and bullying and promote the mental wellness of LGBT youth. It's working with three of its more than 320 national affiliates in New York, North Carolina, and Maryland on pilot programs with Latino parents in their communities toward that end. We'll give you directions to all of the survey results online in a few minutes. But first, Sacramento, California-based youth activist Jesus Sanchez says that the study's results and the challenges it reveals provide an important educational tool for Latino parents and their children.
I'm really happy to see that this survey, this form of research took place. I feel that it's a very proactive way in creating a form of education on sexuality and tolerance for the Latino community. It was asking parents, you know, how would they talk to their youth in regards to sexuality, rather than it becoming a study that was looking at homophobic traits within the Latino community, which oftentimes in academic circles and other research topics, most often communities of color are looked at as being antagonistic towards LGBT people in their community, where in fact homophobia and intolerance, as we know, exist in every community, and it's not just in certain classes and certain ethnicities, but all around, as we see throughout our country. We're discussing issues of sexuality in the Latino community, in any community that's difficult to discuss, particularly when it's in regards to children. And so I applaud those efforts for this research that was conducted. I'd like to add my own experience, because I could only speak for myself and for the youth that I've worked with, just to give more of insight. I work for Youth in Focus. I'm a Central Valley project manager. And one of my projects is working with LGBT youth in Sacramento. But for myself, growing up as a gay Chicano, my family is from South Texas. And so like in any other culture, gender protocol is very much designed and is to be met in our culture, what a boy is supposed to do and what a girl is supposed to do. And early on, I myself knew I was different. My mannerisms or whatnot were that of the other, of something else that was taking place. And so growing up was very difficult. The part of Texas where I'm from, being a man and being a young boy, really, you have to really perform these very masculine tasks and act very masculine, and you know, growing up having to wear your boots and acting very macho. And girls, also their gender protocol was to stay at home and be like mother, working in the house, helping to support the family, and doing things that, well, every culture, you know, we have similarities in that point of what's female and what's male. And so growing up, my mother had a difficulty. She, being a migrant farm worker, she didn't have much education or much exposure to any topic of sexuality. Even for herself, it was difficult to talk about her period with her mother, because it was something that you just didn't talk about. You're just supposed to know how to take care of it, and you left it at that. Catholicism also playing a huge role. However, when my mom noticed at three that I was going around and kissing young boys, she was kind of panicked. Not so much a worry that I was gay, but what was the community going to think? How are people going to treat me? And, you know, what was the rest of my future going to look like? Would I be able to have a family? I had cousins who were very macho. I hung out with my girl cousins more than my guy cousins because I was into the things girls liked. But it's not to say that all people who identify as LGBT, you know, have that characteristic early on. That was just me. And so I got maricón, joto, which are, you know, the equivalent to faggot, queer, growing up my whole entire life. And I got it from my uncles, got it from my male cousins. But I had an aunt who was very loving and supportive, my tia Tina, who was her family is also from South Texas. And so my aunt really called out my cousins and even my mom to talk about you know, this is your son, this is your cousin, this is your primo. You should love him for whoever he is. And it takes this form of education, which I'm proud of. I mean, I could have imagined my mother and the rest of my family benefiting from this type of access to this type of awareness. And I think it's important that this dialogue be carried on through all communities, not just the Latino community. Because if we are truly invested in our youth, you know, No Child Left Behind, that includes every child, queer, straight, and from every different background and walk of life.
That was young Chicano gay activist Jesus Sanchez. For more information online about the study, What Does Gay Mean? A Survey of Latino Parents' Perspectives on Bullying, Sexual Orientation, and Prejudice, log on to www.mentalhealthamerica.net/go/surveys.
Extra, extra, read all about it, extra.
Have you checked our website for the latest This Way Out update? For a review of recent programming and behind-the-scenes news about your favorite international LGBT radio show, just log on to www.thiswayout.org.
Parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays, PFLAG, has primarily been a support group for the relatives of queer folk and a strong ally in the political struggle for LGBT equality. Now, PFLAG is stepping outside its comfort zone to make its presence known in the pews of religious institutions. This Way Out correspondent Susan Gage found out about the new initiative at the group's recent annual conference.
Coming out is often a daunting task for anyone. For Rabbi David Horowitz, learning that he was the parent of a lesbian child presented an entirely different challenge.
After I began to feel more comfortable with it, my fear was what the reaction of my congregation would be if I let them know that I had a gay daughter. And so very slowly and very quietly I began to come out. And all of a sudden I realized that appointments were being made by people who were coming out to me. Before that time, if you had asked me whether or not I had any gay people in my congregation or parents or siblings or even children of gay people, I would have said probably, but I don't know any. Today I know more than 200 families out of 500 that fit into that category.
And that's in Akron, Ohio?
Akron, Ohio, right. Not San Francisco, Akron.
It's that coming out step that the parents-based group PFLAG wants all its members to take. Parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays has helped countless numbers of straight people navigate their emotions upon learning a loved one is gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. It's encouraged parents to tell their stories to politicians and join in the fight for equality at the state and national level. Now the national organization is asking its members to take their Straight for Equality message into their places of worship. PFLAG President John Cipac sees this move as critical to changing the culture in the United States.
It's very, very maddening for PFLAG members to look at something like the request of religious denominations to get exemptions from the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Those institutions that should be endorsing and moving and promoting and supporting non-discrimination toward LGBT Americans are unfortunately the very institutions in the political world that are trying to get exempt from the requirements. Secondly, most of us of a certain age are aware of what happened in the African American Civil Rights Movement in the late 50s and early 60s. In that movement, the African Americans began to really become successful when non-African Americans became involved, when they came to the conclusion that it's a moral imperative not to discriminate. Leading white people into that kind of conclusion back in the late 50s and early 60s was the churches. The churches were a major, major factor in that civil rights revolution. I remember as a kid growing up in a Methodist church, we had a white southern minister who was passionate about civil rights, who insisted we have a program with a sister black church, who insisted that we get involved in some way in promoting equality. Well, where are the churches in this movement? The churches are on the other side of the line, and it's clearly a situation that we have to address.
As a Christian, I believe with all my heart that homosexuality is wrong. Whatever became of Christian America and the family?
The documentary For the Bible Tells Me So was one of the feature films at the recent PFLAG National Conference outside Washington, D.C. The movie tells the stories of five families, each of whom had to reconcile their feelings about the homosexuality of their children and the teachings of their religious institutions. Among those stories is that of openly gay New Hampshire Episcopal Bishop V. Gene Robinson and his parents.
This film and my election sort of was a coming out for them. And instead of being criticized and judged by all their friends were all calling to say, oh, aren't you proud? Isn't this wonderful? You know, I saw him on the Today Show this morning, and wasn't he great? And I think they were just flabbergasted that instead of judgment, what they encountered was congratulations.
Robinson was at the conference not only to promote the film, but also to receive an award from PFLAG for his efforts to further the safety and equality of GLBT people. But while the bishop's parents and friends in their area outside Lexington, Kentucky are supportive of his role as a public figure, the effect of his consecration is still causing a storm within the Anglican Communion. The dioceses of many African nations continue to denounce Robinson and are forming alliances with disaffected churches in the United States. At the end of September, the U.S. Episcopal Church issued a report back to the Archbishop of Canterbury, the figurehead of the Anglican Communion, informing him that there would no longer be blessing of same-sex marriages, and the church would refrain from consecrating any more openly gay people as bishops. From the outside perspective, that would seem to have been a step backward. But Robinson says that's not really what the church has stated.
What it said was, a majority of us are not permitting same-sex blessings in our dioceses. I think that's true. Implicit in that statement is, some of us are, and will continue to. That's just a statement of where we actually are. And until we are ready as a national church to officially sanction, authorize those blessings, that's where we're going to live for a while. But we know for a fact through a survey that blessings have taken place in every diocese of the Episcopal Church. And in many places, the bishop knows about it, is not ready yet to stand up and give their blessing to it, but they're also not doing anything to stop it.
What about then the response from Africa? Because their follow-up was to say to the Archbishop of Canterbury, okay, this is what the U.S. Church has come out with. That's no different than what they already had, which is what you already said.
Yep.
It's like, yep, well, we didn't budge.
So we'll see what happens, won't we? I mean, will the Archbishop of Canterbury will have to choose whether to bend and give in to and be held hostage by those who don't want to be in a church with the American church, or to say, you know what, this is a worldwide Anglican communion, we're not all in the same place on this issue, and you're all invited to Lambeth, and we're going to have a Lambeth conference with those who show up. So y'all come.
Robinson, like others at the Conference of the Episcopal Faith, say it's important for the American church not to turn away from the lesbian and gay community. Sarah Besser, author of Silent Lives, How High a Price, is the daughter of the Archdeacon of Southeast Alaska's Episcopal Church. She sat in an exhibition booth with clergy, families, and friends of lesbians and gays, giving away copies of her resource guide for starting a dialogue about sexuality in communities and churches. She remains hopeful for the future of her church because people are beginning to rethink their preconceived notions of biblical teachings on homosexuality, and they've had a good role model in Bishop Robinson. She says there will come a time when sexuality won't be the focus in the church.
I mean, I tell people, what is the next issue going to be when gay, lesbian, bi, and trans is over? It'll probably be clones. There's going to be people, are those fully spiritual people or not? This may sound odd, but there's going to be something because the human species looks for scapegoats. We haven't outgrown that yet. Hopefully we will, but let's be more welcoming to the next group and continue to do as well as we can with this one.
Meanwhile, PFLAG and its allies hope they can make a difference in politics and the pulpits by speaking out and supporting those religious groups that embrace their families. For This Way Out, I'm Susan Gage in McLean, Virginia.
Thanks for tuning into This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. This week, Sherry Lunt, Rick Watts, Rex Walkner with Bill Kelly, and Susan Gage contributed program material. Elvis Costello sang What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Listen online to This Way Out anytime and exclusively at outinamerica.com. You can also get there by clicking on the link at the top of our website, thiswayout.org. Most This Way Out operating expenses are supported by charitable donations from our listeners, and we thank you. Log on to thiswayout.org to see how you can help keep this program on the air. You can email us at tworadio@aol.com or write to us at P.O. Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappelle and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on CKDU, Halifax, Nova Scotia, WRIR, Richmond, Virginia, KKFI, Kansas City, Missouri, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Please do stay tuned.
This Way Out is heard every week as part of Queer Voices. You are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT. And part of what makes it possible for us to bring to you This Way Out as part of Queer Voices is the fact that those of you who participate in the program at home by supporting what we do call in when we do our pledge drives like we're doing right now. Call the number 713-526-5738 and pledge your support and thereby participate in the program by participating with your financial support. And out in the Pledge Central studio lobby, we have somebody out there who has somebody to thank.
You've got it. This is Keith Penn. I am in Pledge Central right now. You know, we're live, we're local. We've taken some calls over the course of this show and some people, of course, to thank. They're supporting programming here at KPFT. They're supporting Queer Voices. I've got to tell you guys, my name's Keith. There's another guy, first name Keith. You might want to rename it the Keith Show just for this one day because this person's generous contribution has met the goal just about for today. A very generous contribution from Keith, who's right here in Houston. Also, there's another person here to thank. Jim, also from Houston, has also pledged his support to this show. And they're doing it for a reason. They're doing it because they're tuning in, they're listening in. And it's important to them. It's worth it to them to put in a few dollars a month, to put it in down on a credit card, to write a check, to make sure that they're able to financially support this show, this program, this radio station, and to keep us here so that not just Keith and Jim over here, but everybody else that listens to this program can get the message, can get the programming that they're looking for. It's important to them. So I'm asking you, do the same thing. That phone number, it's 713-526-5738. Of course, if you're sitting by your computer right now, kpft.org. We accept PayPal, safe, secure, online. Phone number one more time, 713-526-KPFT. And again, a big thanks to Jim and Keith, both from right here in Houston.
Listener contributions play an extremely important role in the quality of the music and news you hear on this station. If you've never made a contribution to KPFT, we need to hear from you. With the threat of reduced federal funding for public radio, first-time contributors are more important now than ever. Call 713-526-5738 now to make your tax-deductible contribution or pledge online at kpft.org. We need your pledge. You make a huge difference in this radio station when you pledge to KPFT. Again, that number is 713-526-KPFT. Call and make your tax-deductible contribution today. You can also pledge online at kpft.org. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT, Houston.
Supporting KPFT today is one of the best things you can do with just 2 minutes of your time. Hi, I'm Jason of the Dead Time Radio Show, and by taking 2 minutes to make your contribution, you keep KPFT on the air. The money you give us will become stories and programs that continue to keep you connected to the world. All in 2 minutes. Online at kpft.org or on the phone at 713-526-5738. Thanks for your support.
This is Queer Voices.
And we're having such a magical Halloween show,
absolutely,
aren't we, Jennifer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've had all the theater people here this evening.
Absolutely.
And
we're having such a good time.
And we are. We're all a little funny. I don't know what it is.
And
we're
I love your costume.
Uh-huh. You want to describe it to everyone?
I'd rather not.
I went as a slut to a party, and nobody knew that that's what I was. I failed at being a slut.
I went as a fairy, and everybody knew immediately.
Well, I'm telling you. I was painted up like a hussy, but nobody knew. They just kept saying, oh, you look so pretty. Okay, so.
Speaking of hussies, no.
Speak for yourself. And so keeping with the theme of the masquerade and dress up and costumes and things.
The
Alley Theater, are one of our favorites, and our friend Adriana Perez is here along with actor Todd Waite.
Hello,
Todd. I saw Todd in Hapgood, which was a very, very serious mystery.
But
play.
That is not what Arsenic and No Lace is.
No.
He was the Russian spy.
Yeah, he was the Russian spy. I thought he was very interesting. Yeah, he stood out in that performance. But this, right now, the Alley has Arsenic and Old Lace, which is, how can you get more appropriate for Halloween than that?
That's right. We even have a pumpkin on stage. Come on.
You do?
Very spooky.
Yeah. And Todd, you're in this production?
I am.
And what do you play? You're one of the old ladies.
I tried to get that part, but they just wouldn't let me.
You were too tall, weren't you?
That's the thing. Although I'm playing a lady in Christmas Carol, so I didn't stop them there.
Okay.
So I'm still bitter about that casting choice. But I did second best and got to play Mortimer, which is the Cary Grant role in the movie, if people are familiar with that.
Oh, yes.
And it is a lot of fun. It's the second time round for us. We did it 8 years ago, but it's more fun this time.
Yeah, well, with a slightly different cast.
Yes, and we have Dixie Carter and Maya Dillon, just amazing ladies of the theater and film, and of course people know them from TV as well, but they're stagehands from a way back as well, and they're fantastic to work with.
Now, Dixie Carter was here last year. Well, she performed with Hal Holbrook, her spouse, She's now I'm not familiar with Maya Dillon. Tell me a little about her.
Well, she played Babe in Crimes of the Heart and was nominated for a Tony Award for that, and she's done many, many plays on Broadway and off Broadway, and also film work. Gods and Generals is a film she did, and is a very well-respected actress, both as a dramatic actress and as a comedian.
And she was also in that fantastic adaptation, or the TV version of Our Town with Paul Newman.
That was
at Westport Country Playhouse, and that ended up going to Broadway.
Okay.
And they play the two main characters, who are two elderly women who decide to do something nice. Is that kind of how you would
elderly
say?
Elderly men who come to stay at their home.
It's a charity.
Yes,
and as a gay man getting older, I'm slowly starting to understand how it might, in fact, be good to put... They just feel that people that are old and don't have family, and of course this is a time when family was very important, particularly since there had been the First World War going in 1939, the Second World War is about to happen, a lot of families were broken up. Mm-hmm. These are two sisters living together to kind of make up a unconventional family, although not unheard of by any means at the time. People made the families they could. We know about that in our community.
And I think we still do, very much.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. And so, there are these nice two, and they're spinsters, right? Or they're widows? We don't know.
They are not married.
Right,
they have neither been married.
So they'd be called spinsters.
They would be called spinsters.
Unless you happen to be one and you would not want to be called that.
No.
I don't think they would like to be called that either.
They would invite you to stay with them at their house, actually.
And give you a lovely beverage or something. And I hear the set for this is pretty interesting.
It is absolutely an amazing set. In fact, it's the largest set we've had on the Alley stage.
Really? Bigger than the
I can say yes, whatever it is,
yes,
because it's the light.
Say yes.
The courtroom. When we
witness for the prosecution.
Yes.
It is.
Bigger than that.
Well, partly because of the height. It goes up three true stories. We can actually walk up three flights of stairs to the top, and we do. And backstage, too, there's this labyrinth maze of escape stairs and things, but it's huge. It goes right up as far as you can see into the wings.
Wow.
Who are some of the other characters and the actors playing them?
Let Adriana say what she was going to say.
Well, you mentioned Witness for the Prosecution, and it was designed by the same person.
Oh, there you go.
Hugh Landwehr. Mm-hmm. A fantastic designer who's worked with us before, really amazing. But also the lighting is, you know, very special because there's, I won't give too much away, but speaking of Halloween torture scenes and different things and creepy lighting, and Pat Collins did that, and she's an amazing lighting designer as well.
And I think a lot of people go to the theater and they see the performers, and that's kind of what stands out. But when you really are a fan of the theater, you know it takes all of that, the work, the actors working with the crew, with the props, with the scenery, with the lighting, that makes it come to life.
Yes. I mean, we get 20% of our characters, sometimes more, from implications in the design. I mean, the talking of design, Judy Dolan, who did the costume designs, I mean, just amazing. The fabrics, where they come from, how long they took to find them, the right textures, all those things, the colors, how they interact with the specific lights, which are gelled, and then they have to work that out, and they can't contrast with each other too much, and all those things. Yeah.
Tell folks what gel means.
Oh, gel is a colored plastic that's put in front of the lights to change the color of the lighting so that you can get different moods and textures. But it's interesting, for example, if you take a black costume, it can have a base that has reds in it, blues in it, and you suddenly put it under light, and you have five different colors that don't match. So designers are amazing people when it comes to all that kind of stuff and helping us out.
When I was in high school, I had a drama teacher who thought that you should learn every aspect. Mm-hmm. So we had to do makeup, we had to do directing, we had to learn the lighting, we had to, you know, all of it. So I always have a real respect for the people that do those jobs and understand the importance of them. So the one of the reasons is because we love theater, but the other is the alley. Every month, not every month, every production.
Every Hubbard Stage Show, yeah.
Hubbard Stage Show, that's the large stage.
Right.
Which, there's two things. It has no bad seats.
Correct.
And the repertory company is amazing. I mean, you know, you have stars like Dixie Carter come in, but if it wasn't for the, you know, Elizabeth Bunch and Jim Black and
Elizabeth Heflin and James Belcher
and Melissa Pritchard, Paul Hope, love Paul to pieces. You know, it just wouldn't.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be what it is.
Exactly.
And we are so blessed to have that in Houston. So with Act Out, which is for the GLBT community.
Yes.
You make sure I say T in there, Jennifer.
Yes, the T is no longer silent.
Yes. you partner with a community organization.
Yes.
And this time it's...
We're actually partnering with three this time. The Gay Man's Chorus, who will be performing during the pre-show mixer before.
Oh, cool.
Before the 7:30 show. The Greater Houston GLBT Chamber of Commerce and the Imperial Court of Houston. So we're partnering with three organizations. And when you come to Act Out, they'll have tables set up so you can find out more information about helping out with those organizations.
So there's a reception starts at 5:30.
Moved a little further. It's moved back to 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good because that's a little more reasonable for my schedule. Thank you.
Well, they did it just for you, Dad.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you know what happens next weekend.
What happens?
We do that time change thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So we fall back, which we'll get an hour.
Have an extra hour to sleep.
An extra hour to party, I was going to say. But you and I both know it's an extra hour to sleep. But, okay, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the reception with lovely food from Hunan downtown.
Right, Hunan downtown, and beverages and, you know, free drinks. And
DJ Michael Bell.
Right.
No relation to me.
Mm-hmm.
And And they usually have a drink that's special, like they had to kill a mockingbird during.
What is it for our sake?
It's called yellow fever. I don't know exactly what the ingredients are, but that's what the drink is called.
You
it's,
could call
it's
it
what the two old ladies feed everybody.
There's no arsenic.
No,
we don't know what's in it, but we know arsenic is not in it.
We tried to come up with we had a couple options, but we went with yellow fever. So you'll get it once you see the play.
I guess a good name would not be the British nickname for the play, which is old arson lace knickers. That wouldn't be.
I don't think I want to drink
those
drinks.
They're so witty.
Greg Boyd told me that.
Yeah. And who's the director on this one?
Well, it's our artistic director, Gregory Boyd.
Okay. And it's a kind of after the reception, everybody gets to meet and greet and talk and chat, and there's prizes.
Right.
And then you go see the play together.
And don't forget, people flirt at these things. So if you're
I know you
the,
do.
I do if I go there for sure.
Yeah.
Todd might be making an appearance. We'll see.
Todd is tall and very good looking. So if anyone wants to come to
flirt. They can say anything. We're on radio.
Yeah. Such as Jennifer and myself. We're both tall and very good looking, too.
Yes. Everybody's a 10 on the radio.
Yes,
you know that.
That's why we do radio. And
they're very nice looking ladies.
And so then you enjoy the play, and the play is kind of long.
No, it seems like it goes by in a minute.
Yeah.
Long, kind of long, no.
No, it's not.
No,
it goes by fast.
It goes by fast. It is it
almost
is two,
3 hours, but...
Hours and 40 minutes. But with two intermissions in which you can imbibe.
Oh, I'm glad you said two intermissions, because, you know, I saw Pillow Man, which I think is one of the most brilliant plays I've ever
fantastic.
Seen.
Amazing play.
It was weird. It would be a good Halloween play, but... It has three acts, and I didn't realize that, and I left after the second.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
And yet it somehow seemed complete. But Philip sent me the script and let me, I was finished reading the story.
Oh,
but
okay.
I love the irony in it. I love the psychology in it. So I'm getting fingers pointed at me, which means
probably they were probably pointing out that you should stay till the end of the show.
Well, we want you to come out. How do people get tickets?
Well, they can purchase our tickets. The easiest way is to visit our website, which is www.alleytheater.org, or they can call the box office, which is 713-220-5700.
And did they put in a code if they go to the website?
Yes. For Act Out, the promotional code is Act Out.
Oh, how clever.
And we want to make that Act Out event big, where people meet, hook up, get married.
And it's a masquerade party, so please do not...
Oh, come in costume.
Yeah, do not put away your Halloween costume. Come in costume.
Well, mine didn't work, so I'm not coming as
an
advice
to it.
An alternative to the Montrose Trails. Come on, boys.
And thank you, Todd Waite and Adriana Perez for being with
us
here on Queer Voices.
Thank you
both
of you.
And you, our listening audience, please make your pledge of support, 713-526-5738, 713-526-5738. KPFT.
Let's go out to Pledge Central and
Pledge
see
Central.
How things are
Central.
Happening.
Yeah,
we'll go to Pledge Central.
Pledge Central?
Yes, I've got it.
Or the otherwise known as the green room or the place where the phones are.
The place where the phones are. Phones that are waiting to ring right now. We've got our volunteers standing by. We have phones here, of course, phones that are waiting to ring. That number, to make them ring, 713-526-5738. Again, 713-526-KPFT. We have volunteers standing by right here. We're having a good time. I don't know if we're having as good a time as you guys in the studio, but we're doing our best. And be a part of it. Call us up. Let us know that this programming means something to you. Let us know that it means a few dollars a month to you specifically. KPFT.org, 713-526-5738. Make that call. Be a part of this. Put something into the station to keep us doing what we're doing. We're going to do it for another 37 years, just like we've done it for the past, with that support. So give us that call.
Years.
We've been here.
Yes. You've got it.
Well,
what's the phone number, guys?
Yeah.
I've been here 25 years.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Been I missed the first bombings.
Well, you got, we were here for the shooting.
Well, I
thank
I was
goodness we were not here. And for people that don't know, there was an incident a few months ago, and we still, I don't think they ever have caught the person. But
no.
We're trying to increase security.
But
so
we certainly
need those
try to fundraise on it.
Yeah, we sure want people to make sure that we're safe here while we're doing radio. So
yes. We need money
now.
For flak jackets now.
Yeah.
So please.
713-526-5738.
713-526-KPFT. We do ask you to pledge because we do think this is important. The type of programming that's done here, community radio, means that we talk to people in the community. We talk about events that are going on. We talk about all the things, the elections, the important things that happen here locally. I mean, we do cover some national issues, but really it's the localism that's really important to us. Because where else
localism,
could you get that?
Localism, is that a word?
Yes.
It is now.
Yes, it is. It's actually in the FCC rules,
I see.
But they don't enforce them.
Well, sometimes they do, and we have to be careful about that. But we have people that come on like Ernie Manous and the people from the Alley Theater and our new friend Gene Bartholomew. And we have David Elliott calling in from Washington, D.C. Yeah. And Joan Devlin,
in the middle of nowhere.
From the Pumpkin Patch in
from
Iowa.
The Patch.
And we do. We let people know what's going on with our local community. And we no longer have a weekly newspaper for the community. And there's so much going on now, yeah. And the internet and radio, KPFT, are...
And 500 channels on the TV, and you still don't have news,
Yes. Oh.
It's just amazing. And when KPFT went through its last revolution, they really did make an effort to do local news.
Well,
we do have a local newscast here on KPFT, which is really great, that we can cover some of the issues that's not being covered by the TV stations, because it isn't all flashy and stuff like that. And most of the local radio stations, they don't even have news departments anymore.
And we have two queer-specific programs, this one, Queer Voices, and After Hours, but other progressive programs throughout the week. Who do we thank tonight, Jack?
Well, of course, Ernie Manous, we got to thank tonight because he was on.
And Interview starts up its premiere this Thursday.
And we also have to thank Joan for doing that wonderful interview from Iowa.
That was with Gina Farrago,
lesbian vampire.
Werewolf.
Oh, werewolf.
Ivy Cole and the Moon. And... you have the thank yous in red somewhere, Jack.
Well, the thank yous are in red. They're up on top here.
Yeah.
And Gene Bartholomew from Broadway Across America talking about the current production of Avenue Q.
And
in the Alley Theater.
Yeah, so we had quite a show.
Yes, a lot of very queer tonight, weren't
very,
we?
We were very queer, and we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you supporting us. What are we going to have next week?
Next week, of course, David Elliott's calling in from Washington, and we're going to talk to the service members of the Legal Defense Fund, the executive director, also the elections that are coming up, plus many other things, including This Way Out.
And actually, elections taking place now for early voting.
Early voting goes through Friday.
That's
yes,
the thing to
November
do.
November 6th. Remember?
But go to thecaucus.org if you want to have the Houston GLBT caucus pack endorsement list.
Absolutely.
To help you make your informed decisions.
Thank you very much. And there's a town hall Thursday night, 6:30 at Bering Methodist Church.
All right. Thank you for listening to Queer Voices.
Have been listening to Queer Voices, heard each Monday at 8 p.m. here on KPFT, a publicly funded Pacifica Network station. Queer Voices is produced live in Houston with recorded segments from This Way Out, which is produced at KPFK in Los Angeles. Queer Voices executive producer is Jack Walensky. On-air voices are Glenn Holt, J.D. Doyle, Deborah Bell, Jennifer Renee, Greg Chapman, and Jack Walensky. Be sure to listen every Saturday night, Sunday morning at 1 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. This is listener-sponsored and commercial-free Pacifica Radio, KPFT, at 90.1 FM, 89.5 FM Galveston, and worldwide via streaming audio from kpft.org. For Queer Voices, I'm Glenn Holt.
It's the creative use of sound to transport you from your home or car to a desert in the Middle East or the middle of a concert hall. It's refined radio for people who want to be engaged by stories and music, minus the shock value that commercial media often uses to try to get your attention. At KPFT, the bottom line isn't profit, it's public service. And that's why we're asking for your gift today, to help keep KPFT on the air. You can do that by giving a gift that reflects the value you receive from KPFT and that fits your budget. Our volunteers can help you decide when you call 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738. You can also give on our secure website at kpft.org. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
We get letters, emails, and phone calls saying thanks. Thanks for playing a piece of music. Thanks for keeping listeners up to date on events in our area. Thanks for introducing our fans to new talent. Now we're asking you to say thanks in a very tangible way. We're asking you to make a pledge. When you call with your contribution, you'll be providing us with the resources we need to keep bringing you the new talent, to keep informing you on events at clubs and concert halls, to bring you great news, to keep playing that favorite tune you can hear nowhere else. Call now with your pledge. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. You can also help on our secure website at kpft.org. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT, Houston.
Because KPFT is non-commercial, it provides an opportunity for unique music, longer stories, and intriguing documentaries. Being non-commercial says more about the philosophy of community radio and the mission upon which it's founded, which is to provide a forum and debate that serves the community first rather than commercial interests. And because of this, KPFT also declared that it would get its funding from listeners. Radical 35 years ago, radical today. But it's working because listeners like you have come forward. Now community radio is one of the most trusted and listened to news services in the country. It's time for the next generation to inherit these values and choose to become a member. That's what these pledge drives are for. So just pick up the phone and call 713-526-5738 or pledge online at kpft.org. This is KPFT Houston.
Yes, Suffolk is the land of the foundation.
KPFT 90.1 FM, this is the World Village Cafe.
We stay loyal with your proud blood flowing through our veins. But if we die in vain, that would be a crying shame. Let's come together, no matter what race or nationality. No time to waste, let's face reality. It doesn't matter where you come from.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you're going. It doesn't matter if you're a black man. It doesn't matter if you're a white man. It doesn't matter, Mr. Indian man.
Africa, land of creation.
It doesn't matter where you live in. Or what you believe in.
What's up?
It doesn't matter who you think you are.
Africa, land of creation.
Yes, 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 indeed. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter who you are. Africa is the land of creation, eh? This is the World Village Cafe. Dear listeners, welcome to this other edition of our show. Such a pleasure to have you with us once again after 7 long days. Yes, your favorite show is back on the airwaves here in Houston on 90.1 FM, but also Galveston, our surrounding cities. But let me also welcome our listeners from everywhere else in the world, people tuning in from the website via www.kpft.org, such a wonderful tool that the internet is, allowing us to shrink the world and have an audience as diverse as it can get. So it's our pleasure to be here once again, and stay with us. It's now 4 minutes after the hour. We'll be with you all the way to 10:30. 26 more minutes. And as you all know, dear listeners, we are in the middle of that special pledge drive where you get the opportunity to showcase how wonderful the station is and how you enjoy this station. This is one of those uncanny opportunities for you to call in, pledge, pitch in, and let us know that you listen and you appreciate what the World Village Cafe does for you, but also the entire KPFT station. You know, with over 14,000 radio stations out there, the fact that you're here listening tells us something, that you appreciate the product, the shows that are brought to you via this station. So yes, we do need your help today. The number to call today to showcase your support will be 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. And this translates into 713-JAM-KPFT. You know what to do. Go to your phone lines, call in. We have volunteers ready to answer your call. And all you have to do is go to the phone lines. I'll do something a little special. The World Village Cafe is a diverse show, telling you about some of the many other communities. So we do have a French audience as well. We have people speaking Swahili as well as many other languages. So I'm going to send out a real quick welcome in French to the listeners out there, telling them about the pledge drive, and also you can call in and pitch this for all the French listeners. Bienvenue sur notre émission ce soir. Vous écoutez MVP Radio. Vous écoutez, je m'excuse, World Village Café sur 90.1. C'est Tony Casey à l'écoute. Et bien sûr, nous sommes au milieu de notre pledge drive et nous avons besoin de votre support. Vous pouvez nous appeler. Le numéro de téléphone, c'est le 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Allez à vos téléphones, appelez-nous, nous avons besoin de votre aide ce soir. Nous essayons de ramasser un montant de $150 durant les prochaines 24 minutes. Montrez votre support, je sais que vous appréciez ce que cette émission vous apporte tous les lundis soirs. Et ce soir, c'est l'opportunité de démontrer que vous appréciez ce que nous faisions ici. Donc, allez et appelez-nous. Merci beaucoup et bonne suite de programme. So that was for all the French listeners out there. I hope you appreciate it. Before we get started with the show, with the lineup and all the goodies that World Village Cafe brings you every Monday night, let me just go real quick into Pledge Central and see what's happening out there and if so far we have anybody to thank, because hey, we only have a few minutes to go. So let me see if Keith is on the phone line with us. Keith, are you there?
Keith is here, of course. Live, local, just like you are right here in the middle of Houston, Texas, inside the loop. I've got to tell you that we'll do that number again. 713-526-5738. Give us a call. If you can hear us right now, we're at 100,000 watts. You might be listening for one of the first times. And if that's the case, you're probably, you know, just like a lot of people, like a lot of us, like me, for the first time or for one of the first times listening to the show, thinking, what is this? What kind of radio station is this? This place, I've been listening for a couple hours now. I haven't heard any commercials. It's every hour. It sounds like a completely different radio station with a whole different show.
Right.
What kind of place is this? I don't understand it, but I like it. And if that's the case, give us a call. 713-526-5738. Tony, I'm going to give it back to you.
Thank you.
And let them know about that website, too.
Oh, yes, indeed, dear listeners. And just like Keith alluded to, the wonderful website you can go to right now is www.kpft.org. The website is there ready for you. It's always running. But guess what? The fact that you even have a website to go to means that we have some bills to pay. You know, unfortunately, we don't run on air and water. We do need your support. So once again, go to the phone line, 713-526-5738. I heard the phone line ringing, so thank you for that call, dear listeners. But everybody else can also go to the phone line and give us a call. As far as the lineup today, we'll bring you a roundup of the African headline news, as we usually do. And we've decided to interrupt our series of health specials that were presented by Dr. Larry Holmes over the last 5 installments of the World Village Cafe. Now, the health show will resume after our pledge drive, so in 2 weeks' time. For the time being, however, after the headline news, we'll be going to Pledge Central, but we'll also showcase some of the wonderful music from the African continent. We don't have the time to play full songs, but we'll give you a little selection from across the board. So tonight is a relaxing time, but the best music we want to hear, guess what, is those phone lines ringing. So I hope you guys will not disappoint us, but hey, once again, it's all about you. This is Free Speech Radio, uninterrupted 24/7, no commercials, but the only way we can make that happen, dear listeners, it's not rocket science. We just simply need your help, and we need you to go to the phone line, 713-526-5738. We'll go ahead and take a short quick musical break with this song called Life, or in French called La Vie. And we'll be right back with you with a roundup of the African headline news. You're listening to the World Village Cafe on 90.1 KPFT FM in the middle of our pledge drive week. And this is Tony K. Stay tuned. Zalimawa, song by Natalie Makoma from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. You're listening to the World Village Cafe on 90.1 KPFT FM. This is your host, Tony K. Yes, dear listeners, welcome back. And as you know, or if you missed introduction, let me just remind you, we are in the middle of our pledge drive. What does that mean? It means we have phone lines available with volunteers ready to answer your phone calls, because we do need your help tonight. We have a goal to meet $150 over the next 17 minutes. In order for you to contribute to the cause, contribute to KPFT, and contribute to the World Village Cafe, all you have to do is go to your phone lines, and the number to call is 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Before continuing with the show, I heard a few phone ringing during the music break. Let me go to Play Central and see if we have anybody to thank so far with my man Keith. Keith, what's going on in Play Central? Hello, Keith, are you with me? Well, it seems like Keith probably stepped away for a little bit. That's fine, but we're going to go ahead without any further delay into our roundup of the African headline news. And when we return, we'll be going into Pledge Central with Keith and see if there's anybody to thank so far.
There is someone.
So without any further delay, let's go into a roundup of the African headline news. And we'll be starting with South Africa, where the funeral for the murdered South African reggae star, Mr. Lucky Dube, has taken place at his farm near the town of Newcastle in KwaZulu-Natal province. Rastafarians and followers of his African Shembe Christian Church were among large crowds at a public funeral service before a private burial. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, a key militia leader in the DRC has surrendered to UN peacekeepers and government troops in the troubled province of North Kivu. The Mai Mai militia leader, Kasereka Kabamba, was surrounded with about 50 of his fighters on Friday. He said he was now negotiating over the surrender of the rest of his men. In Somalia, the transitional Prime Minister Ali Mohamed Gedi has resigned. Mr. Gedi, who survived several assassination attempts in office, told the MPs of his decision after speaking to President Abdullahi Ahmed Yusuf. In the Darfur, the international mediators are struggling to save the talks in Libya aimed at ending the four-year war in Darfur. The UN envoy Jan Eliasson said key rebel groups that are boycotting the talks would be given more time to prepare for negotiation with Sudan's government. In Egypt, President Hosni Mubarak has said his country is to build a number of nuclear power stations to generate electricity. Mr. Mubarak said he had decided to go ahead with the program because energy security was such an important factor in Egypt's development. And finally, with the entire African continent, more than a third of the continent's citizens should have access to broadband internet by 2012, a conference of technology leaders is set to hear. Fewer than 4 out of 100 Africans currently use the internet, and broadband penetration is below 1%. The barrier to broadband access are key talking points at the Connect Africa meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. And so this ends our roundup of the African headline news. You're listening to the Word Village Cafe on 90.1 KPFT FM. Now we're going to go into Pledge Central and with my man Keith out there, and let's see how we're doing so far, and if there's anybody to thank. Keith, are you with us?
This time, you got it.
great. I guess you stepped away for a little bit, but how are we doing?
We do have somebody to thank here. Now, a lot of listeners, like I said, it's the first time, one of the first times listening. Some people have been doing it for years, but there's always a first time pledge, and that's what we have right now. First time somebody's pledged. This is Chantal. Chantal's from right here in Houston. She lives here in Houston. And she wanted to thank you personally. She said the reason she wanted to contribute to KPFT is because she appreciates the work that you're doing, specifically efforts of keeping the African community here in Houston together and informed and entertained at the same time. And for those efforts, for that work, she wanted to put something into the station and felt like it was worth it. I know a lot of people out there feel the same way. And, Tony, what do they need to do if they feel that way?
If they feel that way, it's very simple. You have a multitude of choices, but the easiest way is to go to your phone lines and call 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. Or you can even go on the internet, www.kpft.org. That's one of the many options you have. And the beauty about it is, I know we have to come up with $150 over the next few minutes, but there's so many different entry levels. You can start at $35 and becoming a member of the station. What does that mean? It means that not only will you be on a passive position as far as just listening, but your voice matters. You will have something to say during the KPFT elections, during the lineup presentation. You can decide and have a voice pretty much. That is so important. This station has been around for 37 years. With your support, we want to go further. We can go further with your help. And if you want to participate to the process, go to the phone line. And we want to thank Chantel, but also all the other listeners out there who listen to this show on a weekly basis. We do need your help. We do need your help, listeners. So once again, the number, 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Let us know that you're there in the airwaves. Let us know that you are listening to what we're doing. And it's such a such a refreshing notion. You know, getting the feedbacks is one thing, but also you actually putting your money where your mouth is, showing that you do stand for Free Speech Radio. You do stand for KPFT. You stand for the Word Village Cafe. Hey, that is a stance that is important to take in this day and age. I mean, we don't always have a chance to have an opinion or voice our concern, voice our opinions. KPFT does that. This is the station for peace, the station that somehow is the voice of the voiceless. Because let me just tell you out there, like a lot of African listeners know, you don't always get opportunities like this via the media. KPFT is providing this tremendous opportunity out there. So the only way this can keep on going is for you as a listener to go ahead and pitch in. But even if you're not from Africa, by the way, if you're from anywhere else in the world, this is one of those shows that allows you to be informed on what's happening out there. Because, you know, the bad thing about the CNNs and all the major media outlets is that the information is always biased. You never get two sides of the stories, but also it's always constructed for one aspect. Well, the beautiful thing about KPFT and this community station is that we bring you the voice of the community. We feature people who are difference makers in the community, people who are peace, who promote peace in their communities. I can name so many that have graced us with their presence here in the studio, and we want to keep this going once again, but in order for us to do that, you go to your phone lines and call 713-526-5738. And I'm going to say that number in French, 713-526-5738. So that's for the French listeners. I know we have a few Swahili listeners out there as well. Let me just say it in Swahili, by the way. Mnaweza mkatupigia simu, namba kupiga simu ni 713-526-5738. 5738. Hizo ndio namba tunahitaji muende kwenye simu yetu mtupigie simu. That was in Swahili, eh? Dear listeners, now, wasn't that refreshing? I know you must have enjoyed that. The multitude of languages. We bring you French, English, and so many other languages you don't necessarily get out there in other stations. Number to call, once again, 713-526-5738. Now, I have something a little special here. It's about Mr. Léopold Sédar Senghor. You may be wondering, who is this fellow, Léopold Sédar Senghor? Well, he was the president of Senegal, and he was one of the greatest leaders that the African continent has ever known. He was very prominent, and he played a big role with his country becoming independent in the 60s. But guess what? He was such an eloquent and intelligent man, and one of the greatest poets out there. And I actually have this poem here. This is a snippet from one of his poems, one of his most popular poems, which is called Femme Noire, which in is French for black woman. I'm going to read just a paragraph of this beautiful poem, and then I will translate it for you in English. Here goes. Femme Noire, femme nue, femme noire, vêtue de ta couleur qui est vie, de ta forme qui est beauté, j'ai grandi à ton ombre, la douceur de tes mains bandait mes yeux. Et voilà qu'au cœur de l'été et de midi je te découvre, terre promise du haut d'un haut col calciné, et ta beauté me foudroie en plein cœur comme l'éclair d'un aigle. Femme nue, femme noire, je chante ta beauté qui passe, forme que je fixe dans l'éternel, avant que le destin jaloux ne te réduise en cendres pour nourrir les racines de la vie. This is such a beautiful poem in French by Mr. Léopold Sédar Senghor, and a quick translation just means that a beautiful woman, black woman, with your beauty that you were wearing in your life, and actually your form is beauty. I have grown in your shadow. The softness of your hands covered my eyes, and here I am in the middle of summertime. I finally discover you, promised land, with your beautiful heights. Your beauty strikes me in my heart, just like thunder strikes an eagle. This is such a beautiful thing, Femme Noire. But hey, I know you probably enjoyed it. Once again, to the listeners, if you're just joining us right now, we are in the middle of our pledge drive, and we do need to raise a certain goal. The goal was only $150. So far, we've had one person to thank. That was Miss Chantel. We have 7 minutes left. Now, we cannot do it without you. We do need your help, so please go to the phone lines, and you can call 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Once again, we do need your help. Show us that you're out there listening to what we're doing, and so that you stand for what KPFT is doing. In the introduction, like I said, you know, in America there are over 14,000 radio stations. You'll see that the choices are unlimited. But guess what? You're here listening to our broadcast, listening to this station, uninterrupted by commercials. That tells us that you appreciate what we're doing, and you also appreciate just what the station stands for. But guess what? In order for that to continue, we will need your help. And go to your phone lines right now and call 713-526-KPFT. That is 713-JAM-KPFT. Please go to the phone lines. And what we're going to do, we're just going to go ahead and play this little snippet just for a couple music. This song here is called Aisha, very popular tune. It's in Rai music. Rai is from West Africa, like specifically the Arabic portion of Africa, Algeria. And we'll be back in less than a minute, and we'll see what's going on in Pledge Central. You're listening to the World Village Cafe on 90.1 KPFT. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, good listeners. You're listening to the Word Village Cafe on 90.1 KPFT FM. This is your host, Tony K. If you're just joining us, let me remind you that we're in the middle of our pledge drive. That means that we do need your help to sustain the programming on this wonderful station. This station comes to you 24/7 uninterrupted by commercial because it is listener sponsored. So this is the time where you have the ability to call to your phone lines, call in and pledge your support to our station and let us know that you are there out there listening and you appreciate what we do here on a continuous basis. The number to call, 713-526-5738. However, I'm going to go real quick into Pledge Central, where my man Keith is standing, and let's find out if so far we have any progress and anybody to thank. Keith, are you there with us?
I'm here, Tony, and I've got to tell you that we've got a lot of listener supporters out there to thank. We've got a lot of our volunteers to thank that come into the station, that put in their time
right
to be able to keep the station alive. And you're a volunteer. We've got volunteers everywhere. You know, media access is such a big deal. And at the station, the volunteers come in, actually push buttons, turn dials, make radio happen, make radio work. It's such an important thing. So let me give out that phone number. It's 713-526-5738. Again, 713-526-KPFT. Be a part of that. And it's exactly like you're saying, Tony. Mm-hmm. We've got our local station board elections coming up pretty soon here.
Right.
Towards the middle of next month is the end of that period. And here, different than anywhere else, listeners have a vote, have a say in management decisions of the radio station. Nowhere else does it happen. That's no way to run a corporation. That's no way to run a big business. And that would be a big problem if that's what we were doing here. But listener-sponsored radio. Mm-hmm. Keep it alive and keep stations like this and keep programming like this out there. So You know, Tony, there are people that live that far outside of 610.
Right.
And we don't just have listeners in Houston. You talk a lot about listeners that are online that listen to us all over the world. That's true. We also, with our signal, we can reach people in Bryan, in Huntsville, Livingston, El Campo, Lake Jackson. We can reach Galveston with this signal. Or also, of course, we're on 89.5 in Galveston. We need to hear from these listeners. We need to hear from these listeners.
Yes, let me give out a number. Once again, keep 713-526-5738. The listeners, 713-526-5738. It was a measly goal to obtain, tonight, $150, and we have about 2 minutes, actually a minute and 15 seconds left. We want to hear those phone lines ring. Thank you to Helen, but I know there's many more out there listening to the show as you constantly provide us with the feedback. This is one of those times, dear listeners, go to your phone lines, pledge for KPFT, pledge for World Village Cafe. But also, if you don't have access to a phone, that's fine. You can always go to the internet. www.kpft.org is another way you can pledge your support to the station. We have less than a minute left, dear listeners. It was our pleasure, of course, to have you tonight. And keep in mind that if you decided to pledge at a later time, that's also possible. All you have to do is call in and pledge on behalf of the World Village Cafe. Many ways to do it, like I said, website www.kpft.org or by calling in 713-526-5738. We've reached the end of tonight's show. It was our pleasure to have you as a listening audience once again. Make sure you come back next week, same station, same time, right here on KPFT. And stay tuned for a show coming up right after us. And keep in mind, the pledge drive is going. We need your support, dear listeners. Keep listening and keep calling and show your support to this wonderful station that comes to you 24/7, listener-sponsored and commercial-free. This was Tony K for the entire World Village Cafe team, and thank you for listening tonight. We are out.
Yes, Suffolk is the land of the foundation. Yes. Mama, 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 mama.
Saw my angel in the sky. Soon found out she never came from heaven. Sent me flying into space with a teardrop on my face, and I landed here on the dark side of the moon. On the dark side of the moon, just a standing in the gloom. I'm so afraid to move, 'cause my feet might not touch the ground. Just a beacon in the night, God, I need my guidelines to take me from the dark side of blue.
KPFT Houston, and we've got Marlon here.
Hey there, Matt.
What's up?
Local music show. Yeah. Looking forward to who you got tonight.
Yeah, I got Westbourne in the house.
Westbourne in the house. Nice.
Yeah.
Here at KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston.
Yeah.
10:30, 10:33.
Mm-hmm.
Pledge drive night.
And we're trying to raise money for the show.
Warming ourselves by all those kilowatt hours that you guys are buying just for us. Well, so, you know, who's there in Westbourne?
Let's see, I forget. Let Sean introduce the guys.
We got a few of us here. We got Seth, the drummer for Westbourne.
How's it going?
We got Jake, the guitar and vocals of Westbourne.
Hey.
Yeah. And Mr. Jack over here, the bass player.
Hello.
And we're actually short one member that plays shows and that with us. He's a schoolboy in college, Thomas. He couldn't be with us tonight.
He's up San Marcos.
Studying hard. Like to say hi to him and enjoy the books.
Yeah, San Marcos is a nice little drive from here.
I'd like to say hi to him because I've never met him.
Not yet, anyway.
Not many people have. He's our mystery player.
So, what's new on the home front, guys?
Got a bunch of shows coming up. Lone Star Rally this weekend. Saturday at the Galveston Convention Center.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a big one, right?
Yeah, it should be. I'm looking forward to that one.
What time are you guys playing?
Sean, what time is it?
Right around 6:15, as soon as they change out. I believe we're next to last band after the bikini contest, the Miss Lone Star Rally contest. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm sure you're hating that kind of position.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad time slot, a little distracting.
Who wouldn't want to follow the bikini contest, man?
Well, we will be fully clothed, though, so you ain't got to worry about that.
Rats. Y'all.
Hey.
So what are you guys doing musically? I know you've got at least one CD that I adore.
Yeah, it's getting old now, but we're fixing to come out with another one. We're going to start recording mostly at home, I think. We might go back to Sugar Hill to do one or two tracks and get it mixed and mastered.
Yeah.
But other than that, playing shows almost, I don't know, 4 times a week, so we're doing pretty good.
Where are y'all playing?
Coming up, we got Sean.
The Lone Star Rally.
Lone Star Rally. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
I keep all this information in my head. That's what I get paid for.
Well, do you keep it on your MySpace page? What's your MySpace?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the MySpace.com/Westbourne Live.
And tell me how you spell Westbourne, because it doesn't seem like the Westbourne that I know.
Oh, no.
You guys always get me all confused.
Westbourne.
Westbourne. Westbourne.com. MySpace. Westbourne.com. Yay. What else you got? Or should people just go there and...
Oh, we have a website, but it's a little bit under construction now. We're going through some changes on it. It's www.westbournemusic.com.
Yeah, it's about halfway completed. There's links on there. They can get the CD on there, the show dates, any other little news that we have time to put on there, things that are coming up. Definitely the Lone Star Rally is the biggest. We also play a few of the ice houses here around town. We're in Austin at least every other weekend, playing on 6th Street. That's pretty cool there. That was a big step this summer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we've been staying busy. That's all I'm happy for.
So you guys are getting ready for another CD. Does that mean you're writing a lot? Or?
Yeah, we do a lot of jamming mostly on stage. It seems like that's the only time we get to jam.
Is that your creative process then? You kind of get out and start playing and then it just sort of falls into it? Because, I mean...
Pretty much.
Your music and the words and things are very... They're very together.
Well...
A jam band? No. Let's talk about this one.
Well, me and Seth, my partner, I guess, have been jamming together for a while, and Jack's been with us the longest out of anybody else.
Yeah.
So we're starting to get a pretty good feel for the way each person jams with each other.
Yeah.
Starting to come together pretty good. Me and Seth have known each other since we were 7, so we think quite a bit alike.
Ooh.
But,
Should we be worried about that?
No, not at all. Not at
you
all.
You don't have to worry about
two of them.
No, they're going to be playing after the bikini contest.
Yeah.
Not a problem. So what do you got queued up there?
I got Westbourne in the background.
Mm. Yeah, it's Hollow Man.
Hollow Man.
Yeah, it's off our CD. Self-titled.
And where can they get this CD again?
Shows. There's a record store on Grant Road.
It's in Cypress, Texas.
It's mostly, yeah, a vinyl store.
Yeah, it's Mojo Music. We specialize in vinyl.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. And that's where we get most of our records from. So.
And you can go to the websites, too, and order them right off the internet.
Yeah,
get delivered to your door. Just get the downloads, too.
Yeah. I love downloading. I do. I feel so clean and legal. It's changed my world. But the whole downloading concept means that I feel closer to music, and I really like that. You guys are laughing.
You need to get a good record player then with some subwoofers.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can feel the music.
Well, I got some good speakers at the house. All I need is a turntable.
Oh, man.
We can get help you.
Dad, talk to Seth.
Do you actually create vinyl? Have you all put any of your stuff on vinyl?
Oh, we've been shopping around for that, but it's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big expensive step just with the market the way it is these days. But the new one will definitely have a vinyl version to it with special covers and artwork and stuff like that. We'll give it a shot, see how it does.
Yeah, the market is another thing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, marketing your stuff takes a long step.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Especially for trying to push vinyls.
Well, right now, we're trying to push KPFT, I got to tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
It is, this is our pledge drive, and you guys are so lucky to be here tonight and to be here on Matt's show.
We're very appreciative.
And we're appreciative of you. This is kind of crazy, but would you all want to give away some of your CDs?
Definitely, yeah.
Some
we
colors?
Got some.
Yeah, I think we can handle that. That'd be a nice gift.
Matt, why don't you turn up and let them listen? And we're going to tell you guys the number because we know you're just dying to call in to pledge your support for KPFT. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Give us a call and listen to Westbrook.
have a fun drive. And the number to call is
713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT.
Or if you're numerically challenged, like half of Houston is,
ta-da,
it's 713-JMKPFT.
Yeah, baby.
So punch them numbers, call us up, and throw down that fantastic plastic to the station. Basic membership is only
$35. $35? That's all for basic membership to KPFT?
But if you are financially strapped, like most college students are,
or announcers on KPFT,
or if you're on fixed income, you can get in on
$25.
$25?
I'll take it.
Who wouldn't take it? Who wouldn't take it?
I don't know. But you know, they can also do it not only calling by 713-526-KPFT, 713-526-5738. I can't hear you. They can also go ahead and pledge on our secure internet site at www.kpft.org.
Yes. It's so secure, you wouldn't know what happened.
So secure, we gave it 3 W's.
Uh-huh. It's wild and wacky. On the web.
Oh, wait. It's Westport.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still here.
And I hear you guys got some shout-outs to give.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we've talked about the bikini girls, let's talk about more important people.
All right. Like our own bikini girls.
You betcha. That's lascivious. I'm not sure if we can handle the lascivious laughing.
Oh, I got a girlfriend named Alexis. I'm sure she's out there listening right now.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, I do too. But, I'll shout out to her. I know Seth's got a girl too.
What's your girl, Seth?
Her name's April.
April.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
That's big sexy for you.
It's the deep sexy.
Jack? That's right. You got to have somebody to shout out to.
I'll shout out to my family.
Yeah. Family's got to get it too.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
And Roy, record store Roy.
Yeah.
He helps us out a lot.
Mojo Man.
Yeah, he's a good man.
And everybody that comes to the shows.
Yeah, anybody who comes to a show and buys a CD.
And books us for shows.
Yeah.
Hint.
And of course they can contact you at your MySpace, I'm sure.
Westbourne Live at MySpace.com.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at this really very cool artwork, which I like. I gotta tell you that for the last couple of months, every time I go back into the production room and Matt is doing his show, because he does this really neat unknown local music show for KPFT Interactive, and you can always go to the website and, you know, check it out, which is just a great new feature of KPFT. But every time I walk in there, I go, who is that you're playing? I love that. And it's always you guys.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It scares me to death.
Oh, we're very modest, but we love to play. Yeah.
They're shy until they strap it on the guitar.
Yeah, that's when we get loud.
Well, let me hear you guys strap on this number here. Let me hear a little repeat.
713-526-5738.
And if you're numerically challenged, like half of Houston is,
713-526-KPFT.
Or the other
one? JMKPFT.
JMKPFT. Yeah, you can do that too.
They're jamming Westbourne.
Because we need those phones to ring, y'all. I've already threatened these guys with ball gags if they didn't talk.
Yeah.
We might just have to go ahead and gag them up. Hey. Just waiting for you to call anyway.
I've never tried that before.
Yeah. Be a first time. Hey,
there's a leather store around the corner. We can go get some.
Oh, why wait?
Cut the show off a little early.
Well, let's play some more music. What are you going to play? What you got queued up?
Whatever track 5 is.
All right.
On the CD.
Track 5.
The Ballad of Will Cain. The Ballad of Will Cain.
All right.
Thank you. And I said, what difference does it make now, baby? Oh, put on some clothes. I see the old man standing up now. Man, he's looking a score. I told that man, hey, knock him down to the floor. Yeah. Oh,
to make that donation to KPFT.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love this guy's vocal. Who is the singer in this?
Oh, that'd be me, Jake Snyder.
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, you got that sound, man. It's really nice.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from.
Deep inside, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, because when you hear me talking, it don't sound like that. But
it's 10:54, and we are still here with Westbourne.
Yes.
And it is still Pledge Night, 713-526-5738.
Or if you numerically challenge like half of Houston, it's 713-JAM-KPFD.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you. We really would. But I'm really digging listening just to Westbourne right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So tell us about these dates you've got coming up again.
Well, this Thursday, probably going to be playing at Britmore Ice House. It's a place we've just been trying out here. They've been showing us a lot of love, so we keep coming back.
Yeah.
And then,
I got your calendar here.
Oh, yeah? Got it pulled up?
Yeah, it's November 2nd. You're up in Austin at the Chug and Monkey on 6th Street.
Yeah.
Yep.
Charming name.
Oh, I'm sorry. The guy that actually owns that was that guy, The Bachelor, on that TV show, The Bachelor. That one they talk about, that's one of his clubs actually owns.
Really?
That's good information.
It's a brush with another reality star. I love it.
Yeah. So all them hot little chicks can come there to think they see him, but they get us instead.
But it's really just a cardboard cutout.
Just like when we had...
Three Kisses.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I mean, you're famous for the reality star stuff, man. You're the man on that.
That's me.
So, Chuggin' Monkey...
Yeah, and then the Lone Star Rally the next day, so we're going from
Saturday.
Houston to Austin to Galveston.
And then you're going up to Kingwood on the 9th of November.
Oh, yeah, for Pop's
Ice House. Birthday party.
Yeah, that's a good place. It's a little place, but they show us a lot of love there, too. We have a good time when we play there.
Yeah, the ice houses around here in Houston are... definitely excellent. A lot of good.
Yeah, the biker bars.
Good local guys.
Real good to us.
It's Houston, man. If they're not good, we're dead.
Yeah.
What else is there to do in the summer in Houston, Texas?
Not too much.
Wet and go to the ice house.
Yeah.
And then on the 10th, you're at Britmore's Ice House anniversary party.
Yeah, I don't know whose, but...
it's the Ice House's birthday. It's that should be a good day. They have a lot of food, barbecue going on. Oh, big outdoor area. You can still smoke. It's open air. Nice afternoon family type show.
Cool.
You can bring whoever you want.
Excellent. So kids can come up until a certain time with their parents?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're a lot more laxed on the rules as far as that goes. So,
yeah, they... It's not a
frisbee golf, horseshoes.
Full bar,
anyway. I had a really important question. I wish I could think of it. Keith Finn has just walked in, and of course it
wiped
my little brain out. I wanted to know what you guys have been listening to, and I also want to know how long you've been together.
Well, we used to play in a little more modern rock band, me and Seth, but then we weren't happy, so we switched on to playing jam music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, we discovered music through different other sources, like we kept looking back to see what the people we were listening to were listening to and stuff like that. And we found Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, all those Willie Dixon songs.
The classics.
Yeah.
Lightning Hopkins.
Lightning Hopkins, yeah.
Sure.
Like Junior Wells.
Otis Spann.
Otis Spann.
Proving once again that you have good taste as well as you make good music.
I mean, from all ends, Ray Charles even, but
a lot of early rock and roll.
Early rock and roll, rockabilly.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry.
I did see a Culture Club CD once under Seth's bed.
We all grow up.
That was my backup copy.
It was mine, I planted it there. I had to get rid of it.
Well, you guys, you're just wonderful. And thank you all for coming in. I think it's absolutely fabulous. How about those numbers again?
Oh, okay. Well, 713-526-5738. And for the numerically impaired,
713-JAM-KPFT.
Well, yeah, and thanks to KPFT for having us on here.
Thanks. Yeah, this was awesome.
A great radio station.
That's what KPFT does best.
Yeah. Doors is always open.
That's what's cool about this. So all them people out there listening should definitely, if they never pledged or donated, they should do it. It's a good thing.
That's right. The door is always open as long as the doors are open. And that only happens if you pledge.
Definitely. Somebody's got to pay the bills.
We pay our dues.
Yeah, got 713-526-5738.
Thank you, Westburn.
Yeah.
Matt.
And good night, all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
My house is where I like to live. You know I'm better now that I've met you. It's just like coming home. Sunshiny weather when we are together. Never will I roam.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.